Now, verse 11 here of chapter 12. In that day, aren't you getting just a little tired of hearing him talk about in that day? Well, you haven't heard anything yet. All the way through to the very last chapter and last verse of Zechariah, he's going to talk about in that day. And by now, we ought to know what in that day means. It's that period of time when the church leaves at the rapture and the great tribulation begins, and then it will continue right on through the millennial kingdom and the time that all rebellion is put down and the eternal kingdom begins. And that kingdom just continues, the thousand-year kingdom, except it's not a testing time at all. And everything is fixed then for eternity. Now I continue on. In that day, there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem. This is the real day of atonement. That's the only day that they were to weep. God told them on that day. And that's the day that atonement was made for their sins. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem. And my friend, may I just pause to say this, because it's so important to say it. There is today a great deal of so-called gospel preaching that says, come to Jesus, he's going to make you over, and you're going to be a new personality, and you're going to be able to attain your goal, and all attractions are offered to you. May I say to you, what do you really think about your sins? Have you ever mourned about them? Has it ever broken your heart that you've been a sinner? Oh, my friend, that is the one thing that this poor preacher here right now can say to you. When I look back upon my life and see some of the things that I did in the past, I tell you, it breaks my heart. It's for that that my Savior died. And there ought to be that in the Christian life. The one thing that is missing today, it used to take place at the old Methodist altars in the old day. And I've seen it in those meetings when men and women would come weeping down to the altar and accept Christ. I see very little of that today. They come down smiling, you know. They're going to get a new personality. My friend, you're an old, rotten, dirty, filthy sinner in his sight, and even your good things are bad to him. He says our righteousness is filthy rags in his sight. And if my righteousness is filthy rags, you ought to see what the filthy rags are. May I say to you, if you and I could see ourselves as God sees us, we couldn't stand ourselves. We'd get rid of this conceit today and this self-sufficiency that we have. Oh, how the church needs, and may I say this carefully, it needs a real baptism of repentance. That is the thing that is needed today. Repentance on the part of believers, repenting of their sins. Verse 11, in that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of, the way this is given to us here, pronunciation is Hadadrimmon, but it could be Hadadrimmon, and either one is accurate. It's owing to how the word is divided in your translation. And it refers back to the valley of Megiddon and to the time of Josiah. Josiah was greatly loved by the people, and when he died, why, there was great mourning for him. Jeremiah wept over him as he wept over no one else. Verse 12, and the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. This is something many of us even today need to do privately. The family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart. The family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. A real mourning. What great sin have they committed? They had rejected their Messiah when he came the first time. Think what it's going to be when he comes the second time, and those that have heard the gospel message and have turned it down. May I say to you, that day is coming on this earth. today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. Open up your heart and receive Christ as your Savior.